From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
I shouldn't be going through this at my school. Like, this is my daily life. I shouldn't have to feel like that. And I feel scared to even go back.
But it has happened. Again, Dakota Schrader, a 10th grader at Santa Fe High School near Houston, Texas, as she describes what she heard at the onset of yet another American tragedy.
I didn't see anything. I just heard the alarms and everybody ran out.
Yelling, run, run.
At first, you know, all we heard was run, run. And next thing you know, we hear boom, boom, boom. And then everybody just started running, trying to make it to the safest place I could as fast as I can.
As many as 10 have been reported killed, most students and one teacher. A law enforcement official identified the shooting suspect as 17-year-old junior Dimitrios Pagortsis. Another individual, also believed to be a student of the school, was detained as a person of interest. Police have reported explosives in the building and in nearby areas. United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein spoke at a special session of the UN Human Rights Council that could establish a commission of inquiry into the violence along the Gaza border that escalated this week, leaving more than 60 people dead and 2,700 injured.
Although some of the demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails, used slingshots to throw stones, flew burning kites into Israel, and attempted to use wire cutters against the two fences between Gaza and Israel, these actions alone do not appear to constitute the imminent threat to life or deadly injury which could justify the use of lethal force.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization